This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Your host, Patrick Parent of the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm Paul's youngest son. We're here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, do everything we can to help you out. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. This weekend after Thanksgiving, we're officially into the Christmas season. Somebody we've known for a long time, I follow on Facebook, and he used to work for the family at the garden center at the Family Patch and always help with the Christmas trees, and he posts every day how many days till Christmas there are, and I believe there's 29 days till Christmas, and Santa coming here, so it's coming right around the corner. These days go by real quick, so let's see what we can do to help you guys out. Let's go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret, New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. I bought some emerald green arborvitae. They're in pots, and the ground is too hard to put them in. And I left them out at the cemetery, and I have some at home. What should I do? Is that all right?
Well, so the best thing to do is really try to protect the root system by putting some mulch around the base, maybe about 8-12 inches around it to really protect the pot. Because that's what we really want to focus on is the roots that are underneath the plant. That's the biggest thing to protect. If the roots get some damage, the rest of the plant will not be successful for you. The ones that you have at home, if you can bring them and put them up against the house, maybe in a corner, something along those lines, and then get some mulch just around the pot itself, about 8 to 12 inches wide, and get it really up against that. You don't have to go above the pot too much, maybe just a nice small coating over the top. Really, that's the best way to do it. The ones at the cemetery, if you can put mulch around them, it would really help them to survive for the winter. That's probably your best bet.
All right, All right, I have the ones inside the house. Can I put them down the cellar, or can I leave them inside the house?
So if you leave them inside the house, they kind of might get, you know, they don't have their dormancy period that they want. I wouldn't put them outside at this point, maybe down in the basement or a garage that has, you know, it's going to have those temperatures where it's not going to get too cold, but it's not going to get too warm either. It'll allow it to have, you know, that 40, 50 degree weather, maybe even some into the 30s, that type of thing, and acclimate itself into our climate. And then when spring rolls around, if you're going to get them outside, slowly start to bring them out. Don't just bring them outside. So when it has that first frost, you want to acclimate them to the weather outside slowly. So if you get a frost at night, you know, bring them in. If it's going to get real, real cold at night, bring them in. If it's going to stay nice, you can leave them out, that type of thing. And just slowly get them acclimated until you can get them into the ground or into the areas that you want outside.
I put them out at the cemetery, and I have no way to get out there to put them. Mulch, that means they're gonna die, doesn't it?
Not necessarily. I will tell you this. I had I planted a couple plants, Dark American arborvitaes. So they're a little more open. They're not as tight as the emerald greens. I planted a couple of those. I got them bare root about 5 years ago. And I put them in pots, got them all together, wanted to get them growing, and I kind of forgot about them. In my backyard, I have an area that just gets covered with this weed over the top, and you can't see the plants, and all of a sudden, oh, there's everything and it, once the heat hits. I had left them in the pot, and I had a bunch of them survive over winter without doing anything to them. So, you know, it's not ideal, but you do have a shot they could over winter. You know, say we have a good amount of snow this year. If the snow's around them, it'll protect them. It's going to keep the temperature the same. That's really what you're trying to do.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I know it'll be a sad one, but I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, Margaret. You as well.
Thank you.
We'll be thinking of my dad that whole time, but yeah. He'll be with us. He's always with us.
Yeah. All right. Have a
great
week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Something I talked about a couple weeks ago. A program that I'm involved with at my work with the Mahoney's in Winchester and all the Mahoney's is a Trees for Troops program started by FedEx. But a Trees for Troops is to have a tree go to somebody here, either in a U.S. base. Some will go abroad into areas where soldiers can't celebrate Christmas. It might even go to a family where a soldier's deployed and they can't get a Christmas tree. So it's a pretty cool thing. What it is it's a $30 donation to pay for the tree to be sent to these different areas. You can also, in-store at any of the Mahoney's, do a $5 donation to help get a tree for a troop. We do about, with the Mahoney's, about 2,200 trees of donated to Trees for Troops. We do have our own tree farm in Nova Scotia that helps with those trees. So it is very pretty cool stuff. If you want to donate and you can't get to one of the stores, you can always call our main line at 781-729-5900. Again, 781-729-5900. It's really, really cool to be able to help some of the soldiers who just can't be home for Christmas. It really warms my heart to do that, and I love talking about it. So it's fun to do. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Janet's in New Hampshire.
Janet, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I just wanted to say I received my wreath on Friday, and it's absolutely beautiful. So I encourage everybody to buy one.
Awesome. Thank you. That's That's means a lot, and I know my brother Jason has been part of it, working at Fiddlehead's Florist in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. It's a great product. It's something that my parents had talked about last year of kind of retiring from the wreath making business. You know, my father's hands. He would spend every day making the wreaths, and then every night making bows. So his hands were, you know, just getting a little bit too much for him. But, you know, we've passed that tradition on to a great company. But my brother's still doing it. So, you know, he's still got maybe 30, 40 years in him to do that. So,
There you go. Okay. That's great.
So it's a great, and I appreciate the feedback. And I know, Lauren, from Fiddleheads would love to hear that. So I appreciate it. And I'll let her know as well, Janet.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your questions, so feel free. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. I might not know the answer, and if I don't, I'll try to research for you. I know last week we had been asked a couple times about a caller who had some issues, and my father was going to call back. We're still actually doing some research on that. We've listened to most of the podcast on that. We found that it was July 29th. We will continue to research. I know my mom's been trying to help me out with that. She's still the main part of this company, as she was before. My father was the brains, and my mom was everything else, and still is. So we'll keep that going, and we'll do everything we can to help you get that answer. I know some of you are still looking to see what happened. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So feel free to give us a call. You got plenty of time to talk with us. Now, I look at my father's newsletter that he's produced in the past every Sunday to get some ideas of what to talk about just in case I don't have any phone calls. And this year, this one, I've taken some great information from 2015. It was the December 3rd, so it was next week's, but it was a good one. I've already talked about some of the Christmas tree types. But what I want to talk about is everybody knows about the poinsettia. It's that Christmas flower. Comes in multiple colors, the reds, the whites, the marble, pinks, that type of thing, and it's really cool. But I wanted to give a little bit of a backstory on that and where it actually came from. The plant is actually from Mexico. It was found by the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. His name was Joel Poinsett. He was actually appointed by President Andrew Jackson in 1828. It was just some time ago. Joel was out walking in the area where he was living in Mexico and found this unusual flower that was just growing on the side of the road. It was a red wildflower. So he took a cutting and shipped the plant back to his greenhouse in South Carolina. He worked on it to get the quality going. On the following Christmas, he delivered a special plant to the White House for the president from Mexico. He called the plant the poinsettia. So he kind of named it after himself. He just added a little bit to it. So it was brought upon by a gentleman by the name of Joel Poinsett. Because of his early efforts, today over 150 million poinsettia plants are grown and sold in more than 50 countries every year. But there's some really cool things about this. In Mexico, where they grow wild, they're in like a shrub form between 8 to 10 feet tall, and the branches are so leggy, they're looking very leggy and stiff and coarse in appearance. The bright green leaves can grow 6 to 8 inches long and drop from the plant during the winter months, then redevelop in spring when spring arrives in May, and then again in November they'll start to flower. So it's kind of cool how big they get. The other thing, starting in the early 1900s, there was a fear by a rumor that was spread that the poinsettias were poisonous. For a number of years, nobody would actually wanted to purchase the plant. There was a rumor in 1919 that a two-year-old toddler passed away from eating one leaf. Well, for a number of years, that rumor had gone through, so it wasn't working out so well for the poinsettia. But in 1970, Society of American Florists asked the Ohio State University to test the plant and uncover the truth. They found that a 50-pound child, or even your pet, could eat 500 red bracts and suffer only a mild upset stomach. So a 50-pound child could eat 500 of these of the red part of the poinsettia. So I don't think you're going to be able to get 500 from one plant. But it is interesting. In 1993, another survey was taken to the toxic myths. And the results, 63% of women and 42% of men still believe the plant was toxic. So make sure, you know, if you hear somebody saying, oh, that's a toxic plant, that it's actually not. It was actually used by the Aztecs to take that milky sap in medicine and to help control fevers. Clothing merchants use the colors to make a dye for cotton fabrics. A bunch of different things. So it's not a bad plant. It's a great plant. It really signifies Christmas time. But I just wanted to get that out there and let you know, it's not poisonous. Ohio State did a test on it and did find that it is safe. I mean, I'm not saying go and eat the plant, but if somebody, you know, one of your pets were to chew on it, they will be fine. So definitely, that's always a concern. I've always had people ask me, oh, is it safe for my pet? And, you know, you kind of look at it, well, I've heard that it's poisonous. Well, it's actually, they'd have to eat a lot of it. So your pet will be safe to have it in the house. Just wanted to pass that along so you guys knew that information too. I thought it was a pretty cool little article that my dad did. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mexico reportedly scrapping a migrant asylum deal it had struck with the United States. Mexico's incoming interior minister reportedly saying the plan to allow migrants to be kept in Mexico as their asylum claims move through U.S. courts has now been ruled out. That after reports were the Trump administration had brokered a deal with that incoming Mexican administration, which is to be sworn in on the 1st of December. With 84 people confirmed killed by it, the deadliest wildfire in California history, the Camp Fire is now 98% contained. Earlier this weekend, celebrity chef Guy Fieri was cooking food for those who've been displaced.
Just reach out and take care of your neighbor and show support. It's the greatest country in the world. We need to act like it and show it to one another.
This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Morning Gardeners, welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your questions. So feel free to give us a call. It's that Christmas time of year, so it's time to get out there and decorate. Get the front out there with some nice fresh garland and some wreaths, that type of thing. It's going to be a great week to be out there. Get some window boxes done, nice and green with some different sticks, etc. There's red twig dogwood, yellow twig dogwood, birch poles, that type of thing. Get them out there now so you can have them all winter to look at. Something to really give you some focal some areas to look at during the winter, so it's not just that snow covered areas. So by doing that now, it really does help. This week's supposed to be in the 40s. Just stopped raining here where I am in Lowell, so the day's supposed to be nice the rest of the day. It's perfect. I can go to work and not have to be in a rain gear like I was on Monday and Tuesday of this week. Those days just eat up at you and get you all chilled to the bone, and all you want to do is just snuggle into a blanket, which is nice, but it's a little bit too much when you do it too often. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 Eastern to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. And we'll help you out the best we can. And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to do everything I can to help you out. So feel free to ask, And as my father has always said, no gardening question is a silly question. It's something that we can all learn together on and get information. My father was learning every day. I was up there the other day grabbing more books to bring home so I can learn more to help you guys out. He had three books from Jeff Lowenfeld about soil and microbes and that type of thing. So I look forward to being able to read those and get those, get more information for you. I thought I knew a lot about microbes from school, but I know reading this will be really good to help. Maybe give you guys some more info for future. It was funny, my father's library collection of plants and of books, all different styles, had a incredible, he was organized to a T with those. If you went into his office and you looked at his paperwork, not so organized. But his library was so organized. I was sat there and just was looking at as much as I could for almost about a half an hour. And I'm sitting there going, I just want these three books from Jeff Lowenfeld. I just want to read about the microbes, etc. Well, they were on his desk, sitting there, so they were ready to, if he had any questions or answered. That's how important he thought these books were. So, I got these on Thursday. I'm going to start reading them. And as I get information out of them, I'm going to pass it along to you guys because I want to be able to pass some of that information that he did. He was great at what he did, so I do appreciate looking at that. Excuse me, it feels like every Sunday I get a little bit of a cold in the morning. Somehow after the show it goes away. But here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables. And you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Ellen in Cape Cod.
Ellen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Every year I go out and I cut the winterberry. And in going back to the same spot the following year, you don't see any at all. Is it a biennial?
No, so how far down are you cutting on the plant?
Oh, probably about 8 to 10 inches.
Okay, so you're not cutting all the way down to the stem of the plant?
No. Enough to put into a window box or arrangement.
Okay. Yeah, so sometimes what will happen is it might take a couple years to regrow to that height in there. It might not be as bountiful for the berries that next year. But it also depends on the season. We need certain frosts to keep the berries on them. We need a certain amount of rain, etc. So that could be part of the issue that you're seeing. Is it almost like every other year you're seeing a production on there?
Yes, I would say so.
So I think the plants are just taking a little bit of time to do that. It's basically, in a way, is trying to get you to rotate your crops, if you will, go from different side to side, and get that pruning done on them. It's a natural way to prune the berries and the plant. So it's just taking a little bit of time for each one to do that. So I think that's what's going on with the winterberry, but it depends on the season. If we don't have a lot of rain, because you're probably grabbing them from like a natural area.
Yeah, a marshy area.
And so those areas don't always, they don't have a hose to water them. They're dependent upon nature. They need to get that water into the plant and be bountiful and be big. 2 years ago, we didn't have as much rain as we could. This year, we had tons of rain.
Right.
So we're finding the products to be a little bit better this year compared to last year because of the amount of rain and when the frosts hit. The frosts are a good thing to hit because it'll hold the berries on there longer. It won't, you're not It doesn't shock the plant completely. So those are a couple of things where I think that's what's happening with you, Ellen, and why they're not getting so much every year.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Ellen, thank you for the phone call, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Oh, it's raining here, I'm afraid.
It's not too much longer. It should end maybe by 11 there, so hopefully it'll be nice.
My little thermometer said it was 61 at 6 o'clock, and last week it was 16 at 6 o'clock down here.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Well, I'd take that 60 degrees. I think it's probably in the 30s here, so enjoy it while we can, right?
Right. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
You as well. Merry Christmas. Thanks. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Susan in Falmouth.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thank you. Yes, another caller from Cape Cod.
Excellent.
First of all, I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry about your dad.
Thank you.
Such a surprise to your listeners, and I was a long-term listener, so thank you for taking over his show.
It's the least I can do to carry on his legacy. It's something that he and I always talked about. I just didn't think it would be this soon, so I'll do my best to help you guys out. So,
yeah.
What can
well,
I...
Nice that you did.
Thank you.
Yeah, my question is, I was given some coneflower seeds by a friend a few weeks ago during the fall, and I haven't done anything with them yet. And should I wait until spring, or can I work them into the garden now? What's the best way to deal with those?
I wouldn't be putting them in the garden right now. Even on the Cape, I know the ground's starting to get real cold. You're not going to do any favors for the seed itself.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to see you do is in the spring is when you would want to put it out. But a way to actually get the seedling started and ready to go a little earlier would be to take the seeds, put them in water. Take a cup of water, put all the seeds that you have, dump them into the water, and let them sit for, 3 to 5 days. Really hold on to that moisture. That moisture is going to help get them ready to go. It's going to help get them started to root. And then from there, you can start putting them in soil inside, keeping them in a sunny window, start getting them established, start getting that root system growing. So when you do bring them outside, there is a way for them to, they're ahead of the game. They're not just seedlings starting. You've already done some of the work, and you can almost guarantee that the plant's going to grow versus just throwing the seed out and hoping and praying.
Okay. Right. When should I start that about? What month?
You could probably start it in March.
Okay.
Probably beginning of March. Definitely, 3 to 5 days in water. Get those. Once that's done, you can also, what some people will do, is take them and put them in paper towels and put them into the refrigerator. So put them in between a couple damp paper towels in a plastic bag. And it really almost gets them going. Some of them will even start developing the roots. Then you can start to put them into the soil afterwards, put them into a pot, get them in a nice sunny window, and get them going. So you'll have sprouts coming up. And you might be able to put them in the ground mid to late April. It depends on the temperatures. On the Cape, you guys are a little bit warmer than we would be up here on the northern part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be April before the last frost. You never know. I know where I am in my area. I'm up in Lowell, but I work in Winchester. We usually say about May 20th. Is the last frost, usually. I know up in Canada, they had a late frost in, June. So, more north you go, the later the opportunity for a frost.
Mm-hmm.
Those are a couple things you could do. Plus, what it does is just gets you ready for spring, gets you excited to have something growing, and, you're going to see it survive. So, that's how I would do it myself.
Okay, sounds good. And then they'll come up every year on their own, right?
The coneflower does come up every year. You would not have to dig it out or anything along those lines.
Okay.
Once it at the end of the season, once it gets hit by a few frosts, it will turn black or brown, that type of thing. You can cut it back, throw the plants in a compost pile if you want, or just get rid of them. Mm-hmm. But if you do compost, it's great because the nutrients that you've been feeding the plant are going to be into those stems, etc. So it can be able to actually help your compost along quicker that way.
Oh, okay.
So it's really up to you on what you want to do, but that's just kind of how I would do it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Susan, thank you for the phone call, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. An Espoma Easy Dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free. And as my father's always said, no question is a silly question. We just want to learn in the garden, and mistakes aren't actually mistakes unless you don't capitalize on them and work with them to get them better. So call in. You can help out each other and help all the other members of this garden club to learn for the future. Phone number again, 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. So I was talking earlier about some of the books I found in my dad's library. One of them was, three of them have to do with our soil, with Jeff Lowenfels. And I opened the book, and I just opened the book to just take a look and see what it was about, a little bit more information. And some paper fell out that my father had left in there with some information about him. And one of the things that was pretty cool is he was part of founding Plant a Row for the Hungry, which is an active program that's created over 14 million meals to feed the hungry. That previous year, this was written in, 2006. This first book that he did was Teeming with Microbes. Pretty cool stuff. For the garden enthusiasts, of what to do with the soil, how to feed the soil. The whole title is Teeming with Microbes, A Gardener's Guide to the Soil Food Web. So a bunch of different things that are in our soil, different types of things that will help us going forward. So I'm going to start reading this week, get some information out of it. It's always good to get back and just relearn some stuff and always learn. But I thought that was pretty cool to see that he did that. I'll keep you guys posted on the book. Now let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
John in Wrentham.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello.
Good morning.
I have beach roses.
Okay.
You know, have you heard of beach, like Rugosa, I think they're called?
Yeah, the Rosa Rugosa.
Yeah, and I got them not last fall, but the fall before, and they're all like really dormant, and the guy gave me a deal on them, so I got a bunch of them. I put them in the ground. They came up in the spring, and they looked good. But this year, they didn't look so good. And I was wondering, and I heard of mulching during the fall.
Yep.
And someone said wait till a hard frost, and we had a pretty hard frost last week. So should I mulch them now?
Definitely. I would definitely be doing that. My father, for years, had always said, wait until about Thanksgiving to mulch in your roses or hydrangeas until we get that hard frost. The main reason is a lot of rodents will, if you mulch it early, will get in there, create their own little home there. They got food, shelter, water from the plant. So that's one of the reasons why you wait. And you're going to do about like 12 inches wide, 12 inches tall around each plant. You can either use salt marsh hay or you can use a type of mulch just to really get in there. But the real important thing is when it starts to warm up in the spring and we're getting some days where it's getting warm, that's when you want to make sure you remove that area. The longer you leave it on, say you're leaving it on to mid-April, late April, early May, you could do some damage to the plant. So that's one of the things you need to just remember. But this is the perfect time to be doing that to protect your roses.
And how deep do I do it?
So it's about 12 inches deep, 12 inches wide.
So 12
inches. So like a big 12, you know, foot by foot square around the plant.
Okay. And if you drag it away.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe early April would be the latest I would do, take it away. Really take a look at the weather, see how it's going, March and April. If you're starting to see the days warm up, definitely want to pull that out there. If you're starting to see, like, wildlife getting active out there, you want to pull that. You definitely want to get it away from there because, like I said, wildlife will try to get into the plant and create its own little shelter there, and it'll eat the bark away from the roses. It'll get the moisture from it, and it has shelter, so that's why we want to get rid of it early.
Okay. And someone told me don't use Miracle-Gro when I feed them. What should I use?
So what I would do with that is early in the I would use a product from Espoma called Rose Tone. You can use that product a couple times throughout the growing season. If you're looking to give it a boost in the beginning of the year, you could use like an all-purpose 10-10-10 from Espoma early in the season to get it going. But the granular fertilizer is the way to go. And then you could mix in maybe some Neptune's Harvest every 2 to 3 weeks as a liquid fertilizer. It's great. It's organic. It's a perfect way to give back nutrients to the soil.
All right. Yeah, someone had told me you don't have to do anything because they're really hardy, but I want them to grow better.
So we're about to break. I'll give you more information at the
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.